So Maureen, tell us a little bit about your new project. This sounds really exciting.
Thanks for asking, Biff. It's really exciting. I'm working on a project that's based on 10 years worth of research, which is looking and authenticating photographs of individuals who lived during the Revolutionary War period, but who lived long enough to be photographed. And so I'm working with a documentary film company called Verissima Productions out of Cambridge, Massachusetts. They have PBS experience. It's a high quality video company, and they approached me. Actually, we met at a conference and we talked about it for 4 years before we decided to go.
Isn't that always the way?
Well, we had to, you know, talk about it and talk about it and talk about it. It's not something you just jump into. And so we are raising funds for the first phase of it, and we've decided to use Kickstarter, which is crowdfunding.
Tell us a little bit about what that involves.
Well, what that involves is a lot of front-end work by us to think, to make you really think about what you want to do and what you're going to accomplish and how much money you really need and how much do you think you can raise through Kickstarter. Kickstarter is an all-or-nothing platform, so you set a goal, and if you don't reach that goal, our goal is $27,500, which will get us through the first phase of filming. You don't get any of the money if you don't reach the goal.
Right.
However, we're well on our way. We're about 70% there. We have a deadline of April 10th.
Okay.
You know, we're looking for more funding. So we can go over, but we can't go under. Fundraising will continue. It is a very expensive thing to produce a documentary, to travel around the country and interview the people that you want to talk with and tell the stories of the Revolutionary War generation and make it history more fun and interesting to individuals who might not even think about the Revolution.
This is kind of a new avenue for family history that allows you to do some things on a bigger scale, it sounds like.
Yeah, Kickstarter's been around for a little while now, and it's primarily for creative projects, and you can see that there are people on there who are trying to get books published or software developed or, you know, artwork, different kinds of creative ventures. And the thing about Kickstarter is it's not like you just wake up one morning and say, I'm going to do a Kickstarter and just put it up there. Kickstarter, they make you think it through. You have risks and challenges. What will happen if you don't make the goal? Why do you want to do it? You have to think through all those answers. And then they have to approve your project. If you pledge, we have different pledge amounts, and you get rewards for those pledges because they're not really donations until we reach the goal. And so the pledge rewards on our project are things like a magnet with our logo for the smallest, up to consultation time with me or with Verissima Productions about family videos. And then we have a whole new level now that we're in the last 2 weeks of the campaign, which is a play on 1776. We have a Spirit of 76 Wall of Honor on our website. And so we have had some people who actually inspired us to do this pledge level. Someone did donate $1,776, which immediately gets her a credit in the film.
Great.
For that level. The other 1776 ones are, you know, $17.76 or $177.60, things like that. However you want to play with the numbers, you can play with the numbers. But we're having a good time with it.
Where can people go to pledge?
Sure. You can go to our website, which is lastmusterfilm.com. And we have a blog with videos on it. We have a teaser to give you sort of an impression of what the movie will be about. And there's lots of information. We do a blog post every week. We do Facebook and Twitter. You can certainly reach us on both of those. It's Revolutionary Voices, A Last Muster Film is the name of the.
Well, this sounds exciting, and thank you for sharing this with us.
Thank you for asking me to be interviewed.